from Shaw & Partners, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
The old house price index, isn't this one of the great conundrums of the modern age, eh? When's it going to fire up? And the answer's not right now.
No. So more information around house prices. QV released their latest numbers yesterday. This is their house price index, which showed that residential property prices fell 1.5% nationally over the 3 months to the end of July. They're describing it as a winter chill. No real surprise on the sentiment there. The Cotality data released earlier this month had warned us that the housing market was, in their words, subdued. There might be some eyebrows raised at the size of that fall over the last 3 months, because the QV house price index has fallen 1.2% over the last 12 months. But if it's 1.2 over the last 3 months, that sort of suggests acceleration, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. The point I want to make out, though, Mike, is that I think we can be quietly confident that if we get some stability, if we get some sustainability in the oil price, preferably at low levels, that we will see an economic recovery in New Zealand. I mean, we're seeing lifting car sales, we're seeing more building consents, we're seeing lifting confidence. Look, it's not going to be strong, but it is starting to happen. But the interesting aspect of this, though, Mike, is that it's quite hard to see house prices lifting materially in the next 12 months. So we're looking at the possibility of a rather unusual or slightly different economic recovery, a recovery without rising house prices, delivering what I call the sort of feel-good factor. Arguably, it's a better recovery. You know, you've got strong export markets, you've got higher commodity prices, we're going to see continued spending on infrastructure. So, hopefully a stronger and better recovery, but it's going to be a bit different. And the other thing I would say, and I think Ryan was referring to this earlier on this morning, it's not going to help the Labor Party either with their capital gains tax, is it? If the prices aren't going up, there's no capital gains to tax. So you have another conundrum there.
Speaking of houses, what about Westpac in Australia yesterday and the fall in the mortgage applications? I mean, they've got troubles too.
Well, this is quite startling. This is a sort of a similar vein, looking across the Tasman. This is a sort of tale of possibly unexpected consequences. So we're contemplating recovery without the feel-good factor of increasing house prices, but at the same time, there's trouble brewing in the Australian housing market. So it's August reporting season for ASX-listed companies. Westpac Bank yesterday released their numbers, some eye-opening numbers about what is happening in the Australian mortgage market. Now, it's been sort of reasonably commonly known that the Australian housing market, look, it hasn't just taken stock, it's pulled the blooming handbrake on big time following recent announcements from the Australian government. And you're now seeing graphic evidence of this slowdown. And this was all the changes to the taxes relating to property around capital gains, interest deductibility. Well, Westpac yesterday has announced that mortgage applications have fallen sharply. Now, these are big banks, Mike. These are big businesses. And when your main business is mortgages and they are down 11%, the applications in the quarter, and 20% since the Albanese government announced those changes in May, that is quite startling. Investor applications since May are down 26%. That is down a quarter. Owner occupying applications are down 18%. Look, we did know it was happening, but the big banks now coming clean on the actual numbers. Mike, this could have this is one of the biggest parts of the economy over there. Yeah. So it could have reasonably serious implications for things like housing turnover, residential construction activity, consumer spending, and certainly bank volume growth. And banks are a big part of the ASX market. Westpac shares fell about 5% yesterday, dragged the whole sector down. The RBA is out today. They're widely expected that they're not going to move the RBA, the rate, but it'd be very interesting to see if they have something to say about this in their commentary.
Right, give me some numbers.
I will. Now, the US shares down a little bit. Yes, we still have no deal on the Gulf. Do you remember last Tuesday, Scott Bessent said we'd have it in the day? And it hasn't quite happened yet, has it? So we're still in this headline-induced volatility in the oil price, but the US markets are down slightly to start the week. The Dow Jones is down 167 points, 0.3%, 53,868. The S&P 500 down small, 7 points, 7750. The NASDAQ is down 0.44%, 118 points, 26,000. 571. The British market, the FTSE 100 lost about a third of a percent, 10,862. The Nikkei gained 2%, so good day there, 1,364 points up, 66,970. Two-thirds of a percent gain on the Shanghai Composite, 3,966. The ASX 200 lost a third of a percent yesterday, 31 points, 9232 the close. And we started the week on a positive note on the NZX 50, up 0.46 of a percent, 13,888. Kiwi dollar, 0.5882 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.8337 against the Aussie, 0.5096 euro, 0.4355 pounds, 93.6 against the Japanese yen. Gold is rallying, $4,359, but unfortunately Brent crude is also rallying, $87.47.
Catch up tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.